morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing on this first Sunday in October? Yeah, it looks like the guy's yawning.
A little under the weather.
It's kind of like this anticipation of the what's right around the corner, right? We're kind of transitioning from one season to another, right?
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Well, gentlemen, let's plug through this then. Our topic as of late has been looking at the story of Lazarus in the 11th chapter of John's Gospel and how we apply the story, John's story of Lazarus, to our own story. So we've been looking at this story from several angles, including one, finding ourselves in the story, seeing Lazarus as ourselves, right? That particularly with our addictions and other issues within our lives, we can see that we're kind of dead. Secondly, we saw that in the story that Jesus doesn't always respond to our sense of immediacy, of need. That as in the story of Lazarus, Jesus lingers a little bit, right? He lingers, a couple extra days after Mary and Martha send the messengers? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
They're nodding their heads.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. And then we recognize that, we're trapped in the tomb. And that we're trapped in the tomb because we have our sense of failures and our pains. Our brokenness, our woundedness, that leaves us, in a sense, trapped in an environment of death. Fourthly, then we see that Jesus calls Lazarus by name and says, "Lazarus, come out." And if we are Lazarus, then we can apply our own name there, that Jesus, this voice of love, calls us by name to come out of the entrapments of death and move toward life.
Yes.
Right? Okay,
yes,
thanks,
yes.
Don. Oh, hang with me, all right? And then most recently, we looked at, in when it comes to transformation, for moving from place of death toward life, there's a certain stench. I humorously said one of the King James Version in the Lazarus story is, "He stinketh." Lord, he's been dead 4 days. He stinketh. That there's a stench about transformation. So those are the five areas that we've looked at thus far. Gentlemen, any particular insights, anything that kind of... you would like to share with our listening audience over those particular topics that stand out in your particular spiritual journey there?
I mean, for me, it's the stench and all addiction and just how people didn't want to come around me until, they no longer saw the addiction. Like, if they were to look at me now, I've had a couple people say, "You don't look like an addict. I wouldn't peg you for an addict." So I guess the stench was, it was visible. People could see it. I didn't want it there no more, but I love being in it, I guess. Not love, but, I mean, there were certain things in my life that made me stay in my tomb where it was comfortable, but at the same time, it was destructive.
Yeah. Now, hold that thought, because we're going to kind of segue into that particular type of topic for today's Word Made Flesh. But thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Out of those little five themes that we've...
We touched on the fact that our tombs... are the starting point for transformation.
Yeah.
So, until we get to that tomb, that bottom, we can't begin to make the transformation. The old man has to die.
Yeah, there's a death that takes place, and the death is a necessity. Right? We talk about the death of self. There may be other forms of death, because until there's a death, there's no resurrection.
Right.
So there is the tomb, the death, is the starting point for transformation.
What stuck out to me was our tombs being like a house of mirrors, revealing our true self. And then we were asked, identify your tomb. I have a whole cemetery. So just saying, one of them was fear. That's probably my main one. And then identifying what I fear of. Being alone, being abandoned, not being loved, I guess. I don't know.
So, you know, that's great. That's great. So, could you elaborate a little bit as far as in that light of fears, of abandonment, not being loved, all those type of things? Then the next one was, you know, if the voice of love calls you. And we say, you know, one of the greatest challenges there is to accept that I am loved.
To hear the voice at all.
Yeah, so how has that impacted you? If you have these fears, you have this sense of death, your tombs, and then you hear the voice of love.
That's different. I mean, it's making me not, like I said, I talked about before, like putting God, or putting human characteristics on God, and like having the expectations of God of what I've had in the past with people, experiences. That's not fair to God, because he's bigger than that. So that's the whole thing I'm working through as far as trust and just realizing that God wasn't the reason for things happening in my past that caused me to be damaged.
Okay. Anybody else?
For me, I relate it to my letting go of the fear that I believed that I had to make a specific amount of money in order to survive. Has been a hard road for me to travel, and a deeper trust in the Lord has been my beginning in coming out of that tomb.
Okay, thanks. All right, gentlemen, today we want to kind of look at another theme that comes out of John's story on Lazarus. And the scripture, the segment within that story that we want to focus on today is, once again, verses 38 through 44. So could I have somebody read that for us, please?
Sure. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. There was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. The Lord said, Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor. He has been dead 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So he took away the stone, and Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you have always heard me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go.
All right, gentlemen. Russ, do you still have that Psalm 84:5 marked? Could you read that for me, please?
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage.
Who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. And so I think as we start looking at today's little emphasis, we need to appreciate that this journey of transformation was a pilgrimage. We would all love it if we could just snap our fingers and we have instant gratification for our transformation. But today we see that Jesus calls Lazarus out, and it says that he starts stepping out. Right? He's going to move from the tomb into the light. And so the invitation of the voice that calls us is an invitation to move from darkness to light, from death to life. And this is, as it says right there, that the dead man came out. This is a step-by-step journey. It's a pilgrimage on how we want to look at our journey of transformation. But we have to appreciate, we've all had this type of experience, as you move from any, I don't care if it's a restaurant, a store, you know, for some of us it may have been, you know, moving from the crack house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that was nice and dark, and you get outside and there's a bright light. Yeah, moving from light or from darkness into light is very unsettling. Why would that be?
It exposes things.
It does. It does expose things. Do you have any examples?
It exposes your true condition, what you really became, gotten into, what's really going on.
Yeah, we know Jesus says elsewhere, you know, in the Gospels that, you know, there's nothing in darkness that will not be brought to light. And gentlemen, if we're honest, we would say that some of the nasty stuff that we've done in our life, we tend to have done in darkness. And it might be just the darkness of our own house, our own room, during a stage of depression and drinking and things like that, right? You get all cooped up and you close the blinds and all that stuff. You just, that's a tomb. You know? That's just death. And so we have to appreciate that if we're going to move toward the voice that calls us in love, we're going to move from darkness to light. We're going to move from death to life. That's going to be unsettling, right? That's not going to be easy. That's why we may have to stumble a little bit.
It's the beginning of facing our fear.
Yeah.
Fear has many forms, but I would say, you know, if we're ever going to conquer those fears, that's the first step. Bringing things out into the light, looking in the mirror, as Russ referred to. The tomb is where we see ourselves honestly, and haven't always been willing to look in that mirror, you know, or to accept what I see, continue to believe the lie.
Yeah, and this is where I think when we say this, that this step-by-step journey is going to include some ordinary stumbling. We have to appreciate that when Lazarus gets up and is coming out the tomb, he's still bound. Show of hands, anybody ever been to jail? Ever had those? listening audience said, you know, there were several hands. Had those little ankle chains on, right? You can't really get a full stride. We may stumble. And that's part of the journey. That's what I mean when I said before, we would like it if we could instantaneously just have all of our fears just vanished. It doesn't really work that way. Brent, you were talking about earlier in the program on how there was a sense of comfort in staying in your tomb. And I think that correlates to what you're talking about. I mean, sometimes we'll hear the voice and we won't come out of the tomb.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with fear, right? That I've learned to manage my fear in this tomb. Much like we hear the story of Moses and the Hebrews, the Israelites, wanting to go back to Egypt, going back to their bondage, back to that which is familiar. Even if I don't like it, I may not really like sitting in the tomb. I may not like being in this stench, but I've learned to be comfortable in it. I've learned that it is familiar to me. And yes, stepping into the light, stepping toward from death to life, to a new life, initiating the journey of transformation, the pilgrimage, right? One takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, I think we know that we're going to stumble before we come out.
Yeah, and so let us not then have the expectation that we shouldn't stumble. Right? Sometimes that's what's put on us. When we're talking about the stench segment of this story, is yeah. Sometimes we feel like, it's even hard to go into a church because I still stink. And there seems to be this phantom expectation, even if it's self-imposed by myself, that I have to be pure. I have to be disinfected before I can really go in there and those people will welcome me. Anybody ever experience that?
Yeah.
You know, and obviously with Jesus, that's not his expectation. You know, come to me as you are. We looked at that. Jesus stands outside that tomb, and everybody else is kind of turning away gagging because of the stench. And yet Jesus is the only one that seems to face us in the midst of our stench and call us by name with a voice of love. So let us not get too obsessed with the expectation, right, that we shouldn't be stumbling. We're going to have some ordinary stumbles. And by that means that things are just going to happen. We are going to stumble. That's not some sort of blanket expression to indulge in stumbling, right? That makes it extraordinary versus ordinary stumbling. Okay, gentlemen, closing thoughts.
I think that not only being aware that we're going to stumble, but our brothers are going to stumble. You know, in this environment here, you know, we're not coming out of the tomb alone. You know, we've been blessed with being here at the mission. And, there's several of us in the same position, and we stumble at different times.
Yeah.
And I know that when I stumble, I like a little bit of help getting up.
I think we all, and you're absolutely right. I think part of moving from the tomb to from death to life, from darkness to light, is a journey. I mean, part of the transformation is a journey of God awareness and self-awareness. Are you talking about, you know, the mirrors on the walls of the tomb and learning to see myself truthfully? It's a twin journey. The more I learn about myself is actually the more I learn about God. If I see my stench in myself, and yet I learn that even in the midst of my stench, God loves me. I learn a little bit about God. The more I learn about God, the more I can learn about myself, so that God loves me so much, God wants to, in the midst of my stench, is calling me to life. It's calling me out of death. And that twin journey really is what transformation is all about. When we can take kind of the energy of God and combine it with our efforts, we might be able to move toward the voice. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.